Get ready for a Spiral Notebook moment. Stories, musings, and reflections from my Spiral Notebook project, that time I filled a whole notebook a month for an entire year. Each time I bust out my notebooks, I'm going to mine for a piece that relates to one of our themes here on the pod, that the arts are a brilliant tool for healing, that coming full spiral means learning one of life's lessons on an even deeper level, or the fact that we're all connected in this vast spiraling universe. So how do I make a spiral notebook moment come full spiral? Well, I'll tell you. I once attended a storytelling workshop, and I got the best piece of advice about story. And what it said was that there are three essential questions that you need to ask whenever putting a story together. Those questions are, what's the story about? Number two, what's the story really about? And number three, what's the story really, really about? Asking those questions is how I bring a simple notebook moment full spiral. Please enjoy these stories. And hopefully, in addition to being entertaining, it'll serve as a jumping off point for your creativity. All right, let's turn the page and dig in. Today's spiral notebook moment comes from a prompt I heard in one of the writing groups I belong to. The thing about writing prompts is that you never really know where they're going to lead. And what I've found is that sometimes the more either outlandish or benign a prompt is, the more depth that comes out of my pen as I move it across the page. So here's what I ended up writing to the prompt: everything I know about carrots, a root vegetable that I find fascinating. How clean the soil has to be in order for them to taste just right and hold the bounty that nature intended. Where does the sweetness come from? From the greens on top or from the soil? Such teeny tiny little seeds produce these incredible writhing beasts. A huge bouquet of freshly pulled carrots, washed and cleaned, glistening, but still in one piece like a bouquet of gorgeous flowers. Dirt, water, sunlight, and seeds grow into this shade of orange, with all its wild twists and turns, contorting limbs, tiny little hairs reaching down, 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 firmly rooted, racing to the earth's core. How terrifying it must be for them to be so violently and suddenly pulled from the ground. Holy moly. All their work, their very lives, pulled out from underneath them as they cling to the soil, scratching and clawing, holding onto the ground. No, they cry. Finally, as their mother, nature, reminds them of their purpose, they relent. Slowly at first, but in the end, joyfully. A life's purpose realized, a world that turns to sustain itself, and life begetting life. So the story was obviously about carrots, everything I know about carrots and how they grow. But what it really, really ended up being about is accepting fate and surrendering to your life's purpose. Can you remember a moment where you felt like a carrot being pulled from the ground, only to realize that it was exactly what you needed? Or a time where something that you were creating began as one thing, but ended up being something completely different? Choose something ordinary, a fruit, a vegetable, a tree, a bike, and write everything you know for sure about it, and see where it takes you. This episode was produced by Boom Arts in Appleton, Wisconsin. Theme music by Helen Avakian. Additional music provided by Beth Killey. If you liked what you heard today, please rate, review, and most importantly, share Full Spirals. Bring your friends and fam along for the ride on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or your favorite listening platform. Because we really are all in this together. Till next time, take care.